Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Merson to take it. Andy Lenigan has won the cup for Arsenal. Hala! It's a vintage FA Cup goal for Arsenal.
Flicks it in, the shot comes in, it's in! Is that the winning goal? And who but Aaron Ramsey may have won the cup for Arsenal.
Welcome to the Arsenal Weekly Podcast with me, Dan Roebuck. On today's show, we're celebrating the return of the FA Cup and remembering some of our greatest moments in the competition. Jim Campbell looks back at our epic 2014 win over Hull. We hear from some of our victorious double-winning team of 1971, and I look to extend my lead with another round of Roebuck Versus. But let's kick off with Aaron Ramsey. Aaron Ramsey joined a very select group of players to score winners in two FA Cup finals when he did it in 2016. Here's his recollection of the final against Chelsea.
Yeah, the minutes before, you know, the fire is... You know, you could feel the heat from the fire coming up from the side of the pitch. You could feel the crowd's roar as you're coming out. And yeah, you are trying to look for your family, trying to spot them in the crowd, give them a little wave. But yeah, you're focused as well. And, you know, I've been lucky enough to experience it now a few times. So yeah, I'm sort of used to the routine. And yeah, I'm just ready and itching to get the game going. Our first goal, we started off really well in the game and created a couple of opportunities. And that moment initially went towards the ball and then realised that Alexi was alone. So I thought, if I leave it, and then there's no chance of me being offside and he can come on to it and finish her off, which he did. You know, yeah, I did get a bit worried as soon as the referee went over, but, you know, I said that I didn't touch the ball. Maybe I didn't make my initial movement was towards the ball, but I didn't impact the ball at all. So Alexi came in and finished it off and the goal was allowed. So Danny headed the ball onto the post and I sort of gambled towards the far post, but it's actually hit the post. And before I could react, it's just hit my head in a way and I've hit it back onto the post. So yeah, it was one of them ones where it all happened so, so quickly and I couldn't really adjust to get the ball into the back of the net. But yeah, thankfully in the end, it wasn't that big a deal. You know, as a footballer, you get plenty of opportunities in the game, so many decisions to make, and we're only human. We do get a few of them wrong from time to time. And it's important just to erase them from your memory and get on with the next thing because you know, there's still a lot of football to be played in the game and you can still have a very important role or an impact in the game. The first half, we played really well. We created a few opportunities and we could have been a couple more up, but then, you know, Chelsea, they won the league. They're a very good team. And yeah, they come out second half and created a few opportunities themselves, but, you know, it showed strength and character. We held on. And then, yeah, in the, I think it was like the 75th minute or something, you know, Costa scored. And yeah, it was a big sucker blow for us where, you know, we felt like we were dealing with the pressure well and we were counter-attacking pretty well as well. But then, you know, they're a quality team and they're going to create opportunities, but it was important to stick at it and thankfully we did and we replied quickly after that. We really wanted to leave this pitch with a cup in our hands and we give absolutely everything on the day to try and achieve that. And even if we did, you know, concede a goal, we always stuck at it and continued to play the way that we felt that we needed to score. So we created a couple more opportunities in the end and perhaps even still could have won it by one or two more. Ollie sort of went down the line. I thought that he might put it into an area into the box. So I knew that I had a yard or two on Kante, so I thought I'd gamble. And yeah, Ollie put in an inch perfect ball and it was just into my path and I could head it home. So yeah, it was a gamble that I took and thankfully it paid off. This goal meant so much to me. You know, I wanted to finish the season off on a high and finish by winning the FA Cup, and to score another FA Cup winner was just, you know, it was reliving a dream again and experiencing all them emotions that I experienced the first time. And we really needed this cup that season, so it was important for us to win it, and for me to get the winner, it just meant everything. This one, I sort of realised what I was doing, and yeah, run off. I was looking for my family again up in the stand, and I think Hector then was the first one to me and sort of slid on our knees together. So yeah, I do remember this one a bit clearer. It wasn't really until about 10 minutes after, realised that I've actually scored another FA Cup winning goal, and yeah, that meant an awful lot to me in my own personal career. But also, I'm just delighted that the team won on the day and that we managed to win something that season. Obviously, that's a great thing for me personally in my career, and you know, that'll be with me for the rest of my days. But hopefully there'll be a few more finals and cups and medals to win along the way. But yeah, I'm just delighted that I had the chance to live my childhood dream.
In 1971, we completed our first ever domestic double by beating Liverpool in the FA Cup final. Here are match winner Charlie George, captain Frank McClintock, and legendary keeper Bob Wilson.
Graham, Radford, Charlie George. Radford. Oh, Charlie George, who can hit him? Oh, a free goal! Charlie George! Oh, what a fabulous goal by George! Clemens had no chance with that.
Ray Clemens had a goal kick, and within about 5 seconds, I think the ball's in the back of the net. And for me, anywhere around 20, 30 yards, strikeable for me. As soon as it left my foot, I knew it was a goal. Well, the celebration was immortal, but didn't I kill some time? I was too far ahead of my time. You know, people are going, I must have laid on the floor for a half hour. Must have took the whole of extra time up.
And it's all over. And Arsenal have won, and they've done the double. Frank McClintock, his losing streak at Wembley is over.
It took me five times before I actually won it. And when I did win it, I was so knackered that I didn't even enjoy it. I'd played 66 competitive matches that year. Never was substituted once. Plus, I played six pre-season friendlies as well. So that was 72 games. And I used to shout and bawl during the game. And it used to be 60-odd thousand people here every game. Well done, pat them in the back, kick them up the backside, maybe try and change tactics. So you're expending an awful lot of energy all the time through the games and that, you know. And I was like an empty shell going up to pick that cup up. It should have been the greatest moment of my life, and yet I was so tired I didn't enjoy it as much as I should have done.
What a smile from His Royal Highness the Duke of Kent. The cup goes to Frank McClintock and the Arsenal. Dr. Stephen, the chairman of the FA, the Royal Highness the Duchess of Kent. And there it is for that wonderful crowd of Arsenal.
People have never said we were a great footballing side. They've never accepted that our 70-71 side, and even I have had to say, even though we scored great goals, we weren't loved like, say, or looked upon with the beauty, say, of the Tottenham side or the Arsene Wenger side of 2002, the double-winning side there. But if you're talking about great teams, the perfect jigsaw of rough edges and smooth edges, we fitted like that. We were absolutely the perfect jigsaw.
Let's hear from another Arsenal insider on the Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
Jim Gamble, welcome back to the Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
Hello.
So Arsenal back in the FA Cup action this weekend. Last season didn't go so well, so we're going to ignore that.
Yes, forget that.
It didn't happen,
season
did
back, exactly, yeah. It very much didn't happen.
FA Cup memories for us, I think you're a similar age to me, maybe a couple of years older.
Yeah, 36.
FA Cup, Saturdays, BBC, memories of that.
Jumpers were goalposts.
Jumpers, yeah. When we were growing up, that really was, it was special, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
So you like your earliest memories of the FA Cup with Arsenal?
It would be the year that Arsenal won it over Sheffield Wednesday and also won the League Cup. Because the League Cup was later in the season at the time, wasn't it? So they were quite close together, those two games, and
yeah,
Arsenal
March,
came out on top in both of them. And yeah, I remember that so clearly. Obviously, sadly, everyone thinks about Steve Morrow. But yeah, that was proper, you know, when everyone called us boring Arsenal. But I think back then, I don't know whether it was because I was younger and my sort of understanding of the game wasn't so developed. I didn't care about that. I just, what was really clear was that Arsenal were really hard to beat. I remember sort of being as excited by sort of Steve Bould and Tony Adams as I was later on by Mark Overmars and Thierry Henry. Just the fact that they were like this wall that you couldn't break down. And when that's on your team, that was such a sort of confidence-giving kind of thing.
Do you remember the actual FA Cup final was a replay? It was the last replay. Yeah. It went to a Thursday night and only about half the fans could afford to go to the second game.
Yeah, that's insane, isn't it?
Yeah, like Thursday night FA Cup final.
Replay.
Yeah.
It's better now, isn't it? It's better without it.
it's better in a lot of ways, in other ways, not so much.
Yeah.
Then kind of going on from there, FA Cup finals after that.
The game against Hull in particular, I remember that really well. I was on holiday and I single-handedly asked somebody to set up a live stream of it in the hotel bar, and eventually they did, and it kept cutting out, so it was really, really dramatic. But was it 2-0 down? Or
2-0 after 10 minutes.
Yeah. To Hull City. And hadn't won a trophy in 9 years at that point, or however long it was. And you're just thinking, oh, God, this cannot be happening. There'd already been the situation with the League Cup final with Birmingham City, and also League Cup final against Chelsea, and just so many disappointments in that 9 years. And it just felt like surely this can't happen again. But once, was it Per Mertesacker, I think, got a goal back?
No, Santi.
Santi was on a free kick.
Do you remember the Gibbs? Kieran Gibbs cleared one off the line.
Yes.
And it would have been 3-0 after about 12 minutes.
Yeah.
And it kind of changed after that.
Yeah, and then you just... I don't know, there was something different about Arsenal that day. It was like they'd gone 2-0 down, they got that goal back, and they're like, right, we're sick of this, we've had enough of this. This is not Arsenal, we're going to take this forward and drag it into the future. And it was a real landmark performance, that, for the sort of latter days of the Wenger era. And I think it's nice that, you know, those three FA Cups were there at all, because, you know, it's not the same as challenging for the league, but they mean a lot. It means a lot to win a trophy. The day that you have as a fan is what being a football fan is all about, really. That release is a really special thing.
It's the last thing in the season, right? Like, you can have a terrible season, but if you win the FA Cup, everything's suddenly better.
It's absolutely. Like, it's an enriching feeling.
Yeah. Last 10 years, the FA Cup has been really good to Arsenal. Three in the last 5 years. Chelsea game, that was...
Yeah,
the Per Mertesacker final.
Absolutely. I mean, that was it was an absolute Goliath that day. It's one people always spoke about his pace and various issues that he had, but he used all of his experience. It's like he used it all up in that game to just sort of bring out this one last like monumental performance. And I remember it really clearly because we were actually doing a Football Ramble live show at the Hackney Empire, so we were watching it backstage before the gig. And we were hoping it wouldn't go to extra time because, you know, it would have meant a delay in the show starting, which would have been complicated as well.
I love that. So it's like, it would delay the show. I wouldn't miss like extra time. Yeah. It would delay the show.
Well, everybody was watching it. We'd probably have to put it on behind us and just try and like heckle it effectively. But yeah, again, it was Alexis Sanchez scored the goal, didn't he? The first goal, and then Diego Costa, the scourge of Arsenal. He got one back, and again you're thinking, oh God, is this pattern going to repeat? But Aaron Ramsey stepped up, and you know, he was so good in FA Cup finals. Aaron Ramsey, he's been such a great servant for Arsenal, despite some of the criticism he's had in his career. I think he's been an excellent sort of servant to the club, and it just seemed fitting that he would get that goal as well and just drag it through.
Quick five questions. First FA Cup memory for Arsenal. It doesn't have to be a final, but do you remember like a particular game?
It would be that final. Okay. It would be the Sheffield Wednesday final, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Favourite FA Cup memory?
A goal, actually. And again, it's against Chelsea. And it was when Arsenal were really in their pomp at the start of the noughties. And it was a goal. Patrick Vieira hit a long ball over the top. Thierry Henry rushed through onto Carlo Cudicini. I think he takes one touch to control it, but then pirouettes around it and dummied it through Cudicini's legs and just calmly slotted it in. And it's one of the most stylish goals I've ever seen. I watch it on YouTube probably once a month. Just absolutely beautiful goal. And that really sticks in my memory.
And finally, let's say, what's your ultimate FA Cup final moment?
I think it would be that... It would be when, I think, Aaron Ramsey, again, put Arsenal 3-2 up against Hull. And that was when I knew that Arsenal were going to win that game. And it was all the frustration of that period of time just being sort of, you know, released. And yeah, that was a really, really wonderful moment.
Tim Campbell, thank you.
Thank you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
He's done it this time!
What an extraordinary way to win the title.
When an irresistible force meets an old immovable object, something's got to give.
Roebuck versus.
Yes, once again, it is Roebuck versus with me, Dan Roebuck, this time taking on the wits and intelligence of the Evening Standard's Giuseppe Muro. Giuseppe, how are you?
Good. Ready.
Excellent. Are you confident?
Very confident.
You don't know what the quiz is yet, though, do you?
I'll be ready.
Okay, no, do I. Liam.
The Arsenal book out last night.
Did you really?
So I'm going to be ready, Dan. Yeah. Don't worry.
I believe that you stash Arsenal books at your house.
Yep. Excellent. A bit of bedtime reading.
Liam's here as always with quiz. Liam, how are you?
Good. It's FA Cup week, so it's going to be FA Cup based.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a year each that Arsenal won the FA Cup.
Okay.
And then 6 points available each.
Yeah.
I want us to go from final to third round,
yeah.
Who Arsenal played on the run.
Okay.
So, who wants to go first?
I don't know. As you're the guest, you can go first.
I'll go first.
You can go first. Okay.
Okay.
How many points?
6 points. So it's third round all the way up to the final.
Okay.
So the year for Giuseppe is...
For me to set a target.
Yeah.
2015. So the 2015.
So what, Giuseppe's got a name for whoever Arsenal beat in the final and then backwards. So,
let's go from backwards.
Okay, or just can you name any?
No, let's go
final backwards.
Final backwards.
Okay,
final.
So I think I was at the game, which is a good start.
Okay.
So I think it's one of two because I was back to back finals.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Villa.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, semi final
Wigan.
It's Reading.
Oh, Wigan was the other year.
Quarter final.
God, that's hard. That is hard.
I'm going to say United was in there somewhere, so I'm going to say United for the next two rounds.
Well,
so do you want United?
United.
United,
correct.
For
the quarters?
That was
okay.
Good shout, that
fifth
wasn't
round.
It?
So
fifth
great shout.
Round.
No,
is it a point per team?
Yeah,
okay.
Per team.
I'm going to go home tie against...
Because it was away at United.
Yeah, I remember Welbeck scored, didn't he?
Yeah, I remember watching that.
Monday night?
Yeah,
Monday
Nacho
night,
scored.
Yeah.
See, I know.
Dan, you're not getting any points for this.
Yeah, I know. I'm just enjoying myself.
I'm going to go home game against Leeds.
It's Middlesbrough.
No, Leeds was a few.
Giroud scored twice.
Right.
I don't remember that game. So two more to guess.
Ooh, let's go.
2 points on the board.
I'm going to go Ipswich.
Brighton.
Ipswich is League Cup semi.
Riziki. I remember watching that one as well.
Yeah,
third round. Everyone seems to remember it after the question.
Let's go for a championship team. No, let's go Gillingham.
It's Hull.
No. Arsenal haven't played Gillingham for ages.
2 out of 6.
No, I know, yeah. Bad shout, that, wouldn't it?
2 out of 6. That's not bad. 2 points.
That's not bad. Jim Campbell beat Dan by scoring 1.5.
1.5, yeah. Once.
So
yeah,
it's a good start.
It's doable.
Hey,
okay.
Dan.
Okay. Yeah, go on. Give me
2014, the year before.
2014, the year before.
Let's start with the third round. We're going to go up for
you. Oh, I can't, Doug. That's really tough.
Hang on, but we said one of them in the last.
Third, that's really tough. Third, I can do it the other way.
No, I want the third round. You get to the third round anyway.
So third round, 2013-14 FA Cup. Arsenal were drawn. It was drawn against Tottenham.
Correct.
Oh, yes. Good shout. What a shout. Hey. Was that the Theo one?
Yeah, it was.
It was a Theo one. Giuseppe was here as well for that game.
Fourth round
after Tottenham. Do you know what? This is the year Arsenal didn't go outside the M25 to win the cup. They didn't go outside the M25, so therefore it was another home game. It was all home games bar the semi. The home game in the fourth round. Was it Blackburn?
Coventry on a Friday night.
Coventry Friday night. Yeah. Fifth round then, it was another lower league, I think. It was was it someone like... Was it Leeds?
It was Liverpool.
Don't remember that.
Don't remember that game
at
all.
Podolski scored because all the scores.
Was that up there or down here?
Down here. That'd be right.
Yeah, so that's fifth round.
Fifth round, quarterfinals.
Quarterfinal to make it. Quarterfinal, that was someone easy. It was someone easy. It was someone like Newcastle.
It was Everton. It was easy. It was scored.
That's right, because Lukaku played for Everton. I think might have scored.
Semi-final.
Semi-final was whatever you didn't say before, and I can't remember what you did say. So therefore, I can't remember what you said. So it was either Reading.
Wigan,
the final was of course Hull.
Yes,
correct. Two out of six. So two, I'm going to have to come up with a tiebreaker. Yes, off the top of my head here.
Okay,
I'm coming in.
FA Cup final against Chelsea.
Yeah,
Aaron Ramsey scored the winner.
Correct.
I want to know the minute. Closest to the pin wins.
Closest to the pin.
Right.
Go on.
Who's going to go first?
I
went first last.
So I don't mind going first.
Go on.
Okay. It was fairly. Was it an extra time?
Did I tell you that?
Oh, yeah. Did you say that? Sorry, I wasn't listening.
No,
was it in extra time?
No, I can't tell you that.
Yeah, it was in extra time, wasn't it?
Do you know what, Dan? I'm going to help you out here. I think I remember watching it. I think it went to extra time that game. I think.
I should know.
I think. Go on, I'll go first. I'm going to go first half of extra time, 101 minutes.
101. Dan?
Did he go extra time?
I don't know. I know it was 2-1. Was it
2-1? It's 2-1. I can't remember if he went to extra time.
Yeah. Arsenal
fans, I don't know if it's possible for both participants to lose, but this might be the closest we've come to.
Let's go 115.
Dan, it was the 79th minute.
So it was in Giuseppe Wins.
Yeah, but by default, like that was both.
Yeah,
awful.
That was really poor,
that
was.
It was if really. I could take points away from you for this. For
sorry
the season,
about that. Yeah. I can't remember. The game is just all blur into
I think
one.
It's obvious you didn't remember. Yeah.
It was not an easy game.
You're at Arsenal Football Club, it's going to be big pressure.
Take the positives and, you know, look at the next game.
I think we showed great determination.
At the end of the day, we're able to get a result.
Get behind each other and stick together.
In the end, it's something that's going to give you points.
The final word. The final word this week takes us back to 1979 and the five-minute final.
We were cruising at 2-0. We'd really dominated the game. We were in control, we were playing well. And all of a sudden, Man United got a lifeline.
Koppel lifts that free kick in there again. It'll come all the way through to Jordan, turning it back in there again. And a goal! And it's Killen. And McQueen is the man who claims it. And suddenly, United are back in the game with 4 minutes left. And who knows what might be produced in those 4 minutes.
They got a goal back and we're still all right. And then, I mean, Sammy McIlroy came through under this there. I thought I was getting there. And he just got a total in underneath me, and that was 2-2. I mean, you can imagine the headlines. You could see the headlines the next day. Arsenal's blowing it like.
I often get asked, even these days, how did you feel? What a stupid question to ask anyone. I'm still waiting for Manchester United to beat us.
What I truthfully thought, if this goes into extra time, they will beat us. Friends of mine were saying to me they never seen our third goal because they had their head buried in their hands. They thought we're blowing it.
But wait a moment. It's there by Sunderland. And they're back in the lead again. And they're off the bench once more. What an amazing cup final. Well, that's when you're at your most vulnerable, when suddenly you've got it all back. They relax for a moment. And Arsenal have punished them for it.
From having the cup with both hands on it, really, nearly, we had a hand taken off it, and then all of a sudden we had both hands back on it. So it changed within 5 minutes, the game.
Jennings gets it away, it's all over! Arsenal have won it! When it seemed a moment ago they threw it away, the two managers greet each other. Dave Sexton, sportsman to the end, saying, well done to Arsenal.
I think was a relief. We just sagged at the end of it all. It was so emotional and so near to getting it, and yet it was slipping away from us. So it was another day to remember.
3 seasons now as the captain, and the proudest moment in his career because Arsenal make up for last year's defeat and take the cup to Highbury.
I've got to say this. Sometimes fate comes into it, and sometimes luck does come into football. For all the skills and all the great players, we all need a little bit of luck at the right time.
Well, that's full time on today's pod. Thanks to all of our contributors. You can help us out by subscribing to the show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you never miss an episode. And while you're there, why not leave us a review and rating? Bye for now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.